like how I pointed to it to show you that I know it's better, so.
You're listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO Medford.
Face mask, you won't believe me, but the salt sings, and we balked at your Vulcan wings. I've got a Romulan's eyebrows, reading Pablo Neruda and feeling small now. I bought real estate in an imaginary place and a fat trunk full of disposable cameras for one-shot memories of Tupac's bandana. I fell asleep when the man was lecturing. Ghost ride the whip, then peel off. I'll be in the den listening to Seals and Croft. Here's a game I no longer find entertaining, seeking validation from internet strangers. I'll two-step across your carcasses before I tell where Bob Barker's buttress is. I'm Jeff Goldblum with a more impressive mustache who arrives at noon to spit rhymes for a bus pass. Yesterday I almost cut my hair. I didn't, and I wonder why. I feel like letting my freak flag fly. I feel like I owe it to someone. I should be making more Kitty Pride references. Witty and alive when I'm writing these sentences. I should be making more Kitty Pride references. Witty and alive when I'm. I should be making more Kitty Pride references. These sentences.
I should be making more Kitty Pride references.
Witty and alive when I'm. You make jokes that you'll probably kill yourself. A transcendental idealist, I can only will myself. You'll get that reference when you're older, when you're a grown-up, when you've learned circuitry and how to solder, when you've paid at least a handful of electricity bills, when you've received money from strangers on PayPal. Somehow you feel obligated not to let these nobodies down. I'm not a great swimmer, but I wouldn't have let you drown. That's the God's honest truth, I'll etch it in my bedpan. Then sue for malpractice like I was Redman. Kierkegaard said either or ain't a choice. I'm going to rap in a Triple H voice. Yesterday I almost cut my hair. I didn't, and I wonder why. I feel like letting my freak flag fly. I feel like I owe it to someone. I should be making more Kitty Pride references. Witty and alive when I'm writing these sentences. I should be making more Kitty Pride references. Witty and alive when I'm. Witty and alive when I'm writing these sentences. I should be making more Kitty Pride references.
Hello, Brooklyn. Not really. Welcome to The Electric Hour on WMFO in Medford. We're WMFO's longest-running improv ballet. I am Brennan Carson, as occasionally, with my co-host.
I'm Sir Ferret Reginald. I'm here, and I'm very confused, but that's all right. Well, I was under the impression that that in your seat would be sitting Sir Paul McCartney, and in that seat over there would be Sir Elton John. And, of course, this is the Queen's Musical Mystery Force Radio Hour.
I was under the impression at the same time that you would be my old pal, John C. Murph.
No.
And then it would be the classic, The Electric Hour.
What is a John C. Murph?
It's
some kind of tune.
I don't want to get into
it. Kind of sailor's ballad.
It's kind of complicated.
All right.
Yeah.
Not a worry, not a care. All right, well, I don't see why we can't, you know, both coexist. I assume my friends will be here any moment and we'll begin solving mysteries for Her Highness, the Queen. Just so everyone is aware, Brennan, I'm sure you've noticed this about my my external appearance.
Uh-huh.
I'm, of course, the reanimated corpse of 16th century composer Sir Ferret Reginald. And, you know, that's why I reek somewhat of the decrepit flesh of the past times.
Oh, man, I was not going to say anything, but it is gross.
No, that is absolutely kosher to mention.
Okay, cool. The people ought to know.
Yes, and it's unlucky. That's why we're so well-suited to the radio format. Oh, my Lord, we're receiving a telephone call.
We have a phone call.
Well, Brennan, would you mind if I just take the reins
here? No, sure. Look, right. You're a radio pro.
I think I will. All right. Hello, you're on the air with the Queen's Musical Mystery Force, tag team with the Electric Hour. Please don't blaspheme the Queen or any other higher deities.
It's Danny. I'm coming. I'm just so busy. I'm the busy guy in the morning on my 9-to-5 commute.
Danny, is this a friend of yours, Brennan?
Oh, yes, this is a friend of mine. I can take this. Danny, you said you're on your 9-to-5 commute?
Yeah, I'm coming to the show. I know I'm super busy. I had to get all the reports in to the boss.
Okay, thank you so much. And by the way, are you commuting from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., or is it just at the beginning and end of that period?
No, you know, I'm working for that commute. I'm living for that commute. Every day, I'm out there in my car at 5 a.m. at home, driving, and then at 9 p.m., I'm at work.
I see. Okay, I see. Typically, look, I don't want to burst your bubble, but I think
how do you get home?
You know what? Answer his question, Ferret.
If your commute is more than 12 hours, it's not really worth it to go to work at all unless you're going to stay there overnight.
I have a bed at post.
Oh,
you know, the boss man says,
smart.
The boss man says, you got to sleep at work if you want to get anything done. You got to live there. You got to love it there.
Yes,
the boss man does say that.
Everything he tells me.
That is true.
I understand. That's a reasonable thing to say as a boss man.
Yeah. Well, now that we're all agreed.
All right, so,
for me.
So, Daniel, after you're done shirking your duties at the workplace, when do you plan to arrive at the studio? Because we've got a rip-roaring episode of both programs, I think, coming up for you.
You know, it could be within 2 or 3 minutes, depending on if the traffic is going to lighten up.
Well, yeah. I hope those aren't Gaelic minutes.
Or, I think that means New York minutes, but in British.
I don't respect the Irish. Anyway, all right, Mr. Garfield, I'm going to have to let you go. I hope you'd come join us. And again, it's going to be a grand spanking time.
Enjoy the commute.
All right, I'm going to just honk my way through this.
All right, well, best of luck to you.
Boss,
and we'll be taking calls all morning. Thank you, Mr. Garfield. All right, what a healthy young man.
From his voice, you don't really have any other information to operate on.
Yes. Now, is that a common tradition about it? I've only been reanimated fairly briefly, and I feel like I've acclimated myself reasonably well to the shocks and horrors of, you know, the iPhone and Whitewater Rapids and such things as that. But, I'm sorry.
Someone has arrived.
Sir Reginald! Oh. Sir Reginald!
Oh, hello. Oh, my, hello.
We have a mystery to solve.
Oh, well, it's the head guard of the Queen's Royal Guard, Marianne.
Yeah, sorry, I ran all the way here. The Queen's treble clefs have gone missing!
Treble clefs? Oh, my lord. We've never even solved a musical mystery. We're just a musical force that solves mysteries. Oh, my, that's a Queen's treble clef. Brennan, I'd love to enlist your help in such an endeavor.
Oh, yeah, this feels really on theme. I'd love to hop in.
All right, well...
Sorry, I'm breathing so heavily. I ran all the way here from a palace.
No, you know, Marianne, yeah. I just learned, Marianne, that some people in this country nowadays are doing 16-hour commutes to work, so it's quite all right that you got here.
Yes, I like to consider my jog over here a commute of sorts.
Very well.
Interesting.
Now, where was the treble cliff last seen?
Oh, well, I've been on the road for a couple years now, getting here, but it was in her book of clefs.
All right, now hold on. You've been traveling for 2 years.
A couple.
You've not heard from home in all that time.
No.
And you've no idea whether the treble clef was in fact found or perhaps located underneath the couch cushions.
I mean, well, here's the thing. As the Queen said, this looks like a job for the Royal Music Mystery Force. And that would be you. And so they haven't solved it yet. And if they're the only ones, you know, who can solve it.
Mary, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Marianne, I'm sorry. Can I ask you a question, Marianne?
She's not
a truffle. You can't just say whatever you want.
You know, like you can say about truffles.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I always just call
them
chocolates.
You can call them chocolates. Oh, yeah, I guess that's the only one.
We're on the same page about a lot of stuff there, Marianne. So here's my question. Are you animated or reanimated?
Oh, I'm an animated.
Inanimated.
I'm an animated. That's how we call it across the seas, you know.
Oh, like aluminium.
Yes, no, I'm the only one who's
so you're reanimated.
Deceased.
So,
I'm
Marianne,
I'm 90% watercolor.
You don't have a cell phone?
What?
A cell phone, like what Ferret mentioned earlier.
I think she's been on the road perhaps a bit too long for that to,
You mean one of those talk cubes?
Yeah, but, I mean, you left 2 years ago?
A couple years ago.
How many is a couple for you, Marianne?
Oh, jeez.
I hope it's not a Gaelic couple.
Do you not like Gaelic couples?
Do you not like Gaelic couples getting married?
No, I'm happy for them to marry one another. I don't like it when they come onto the mainland and marry us, you know?
Oh!
Well, I gotta say, Ferret, I don't want to call you out too harsh, but we don't really talk like that, or believe that.
What, about the Irish?
About anybody.
You know, just kind of blind discrimination and the like.
Yeah, it's really not,
I mean, I'm
not
all for
a good thing to do.
Oh, well,
but in
I
my
mean,
study
that's...
of the states, I've learned that they're not too friendly about it.
So you... I'm sorry, you're familiar with the intricacies of civil rights attitude in the United States, but you're not familiar with the cell phone.
Well, yeah, I mean, you gotta study something on your jog over.
We both have gaps in our information, because, as I said, I've only been here for a few weeks, and I feel like I've mastered most of these things.
I've been here for a couple years and have spent that entire time studying race relations in the United States.
Well, that's very admirable of you, Marianne. I very appreciate that.
But the
that.
Treble clefs are missing!
All right, right, sorry. We can deal with these intricacies at another time, perhaps. Perhaps when the rest of my team arrives, I'm not sure where Paul and Elton have gotten themselves to, but that's of no import.
Just to reiterate, that's Paul McCartney, sir, and Elton John, sir?
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Well, it's quite a musical mystery force. We're actually looking for a fourth member, but it's more of a rotating guest slot.
And it seems like Marianne is not cut out for it.
No, she's simply captain of the Queen's Royal Guard.
Right. Yeah!
Still.
Well... I like to think I still am. Haven't talked to the Queen in a couple of years.
Yes, Marianne, I would get your grubby little paws on one of those talk cubes you were so eager about earlier.
Yeah, I got to agree there because, again, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I do want to let you know...
What about the Baron of Bad News? You could rule your own bad news country.
Ah, the Baron of Bad News is deceased, I'm afraid.
Formerly of the Royal Musical Mystery Force.
No, he was never on it. He never made it past the callback.
Yeah, ooh. I was there for his tryouts. He just kept saying things that were unfortunate.
Yes. Which is a valuable thing to have, but not something we really needed.
You fit too much of a pragmatist.
No, not exactly. Exactly.
Well, I hate to be the Baron of Bad News, but I do have to say that if you give the Queen a quick dial, there's a decent chance that she's found someone
sundial?
To replace you. Yeah, if you give her a quick sundial.
Well, yeah, Marianne, perhaps I will... reach into Brennan's breast pocket here and remove his cell phone and there we go, and lick him on the cheek just a tad, and then I will dial up the Queen and we can talk to her directly.
That sounds great.
Well, can't say I'm excited about this.
Alright, well, let me just...
We didn't leave on the best of footing.
Alright, well, let me just call the Queen right now, and I'm going to do that, and we've got the dial tone.
Okay.
Hold on. All right. It's a bit of a long connection. I'm just going to...
Oh, yeah. It's got a jog across the seas.
Oh, let me... I've got to talk to the operator to hook up. Operator?
Yeah, hello?
I'd like to speak to the Queen of England. This is... The Queen of England.
The
this
who?
Is the Queen...
Q as in Queen.
Okay.
U as in Queen.
Got it.
E as in E.E. Cummings. As in there's two of them.
Wait, so that's three E's?
No,
E
no.
And then an E.E. That's a Queen... So we're at Quee.
Sorry, take back one of those E's. Thank you for putting this on speakerphone, by the
way. Got it.
Yes, of course. And then, this is Taylor.
You mind if I just go ahead and eat some of this egg salad I've been storing?
But that's fine. But
how long have you been storing it?
I don't know, a couple of years.
Well, the important thing is that you contact the Queen of England and tell her that Ferret.
So Q is in Queen.
Yeah, we've already been through this. He's got it written down.
Did you get to N? I don't think...
Okay, so we're at Queen.
Yes. Okay. All right, Queen, stop.
Stop doing this thing, or stop as in, you know, like the operator term.
Yeah, you're an operator. Aren't you an operator, boy?
Yeah, but, you know, okay, that's a good point.
All right, listen, I need you to wire a message. You need to connect me to the Queen of England. Tell her it's Sir Ferret Reginald of her Royal Musical Mystery Force, and I've got a very important thing to ask her.
Can you spell that out?
No, I'm not going to spell that out.
Yeah, okay, I'll do the thing.
All right, thank you. Okay. Patch me into the Queen of England.
Hold on, let me just click the Queen button over here. Let me just...
Oh, you're the Queen button. Well, that's going to put
well, then
a
I have to also
boot.
Click the
hello.
Her Majesty, Marianne, get on the line.
Oh, that is me.
And I'm Marianne.
Who's interrupting my foot rubbing time?
It's me, Marianne, no. The Royal Guard.
Now the Queen.
Don't you remember sending me to the States a couple of years ago?
Marianne, I'm on a telephone. I cannot talk at the moment.
No,
what's
no, your
up
highness.
On the telephone? I can't quite hear you.
Please speak
up.
You're
going to
open every room of the royal palace.
I'm so sorry to
Marianne,
interrupt.
Your highness, Marianne is over here with me across the pond.
I'm using one of the fancy talk cubes.
Oh, blimey, it's just, there's so many Marianne's in my royal court.
Well, that's a fair point.
I'm of your royal guard, remember, from a couple years ago.
It is the most British of names.
Thank you.
So just to hop in real quick here, I feel like I'm doing the most investigating of this mystery force, but Your Majesty the Queen...
Oh, mystery, you say?
Yes, I again...
Perhaps you want to know what happened to my crown jewels?
Your crown jewels?
Wait, did they also go missing?
We were kind of on a different subject, but this
we're
seems more
urgent. We're in a museum now, okay.
Oh, yes.
So
okay.
They're not missing... Job well done, Mystery Force!
It sounds as if the Mystery Force has done everything we set out to do.
Okay, once again, quick question.
Yes, Brady.
Your Majesty, do you recall sending the Chief of your Royal Guard, Marianne, across the pond
That's
a
me.
Number of years ago?
Of course, Brennan, of course she doesn't remember.
Intend,
she's bat-shrieking bonkers.
Did you intend for Marianne
to continue
her work?
The musical Mystery Force is more of a random expenditure fund that we, you know, have no direct oversight because, again, the Queen is bonkers. All she does is demand peasants be sent to her to spank her in the hiney.
Bonkers as a juicy eel pie!
You see what I'm talking about. She's not going to record any of this.
Yeah, that is a nonsense phrase.
I'm not even sure why I called her.
I need a brazen rump roast before somebody removes my bonkers card.
Now, Your Highness.
Do you wish to ask Her Highness?
Brennan, you may continue with your question if you like. I'm just saying
nope.
You're not going to get a quality
nope,
answer.
I think I'm good. What are your plans for this week?
All right.
Wait, so we're just going to ignore the fact that I've been traveling for a couple of years? To retrieve her royal treble clefs?
Marianne, if you need to know about cell phones, I'm sorry, but that's no one's fault but your own.
I've got to go kiss my Napoleon.
Oh, my.
She used to save her kisses for me. You used to save your kisses for me.
I hope it's not a Gaelic Napoleon.
Napoleon is the name of my schnauzer.
Oh, my.
You've gotten a new one since I've been gone?
Oh, it's nothing but schnauzers and Marianne's here. We're knee-deep.
Deep in schnauzers and Marianne's.
Well, what happened to Willie?
Perhaps I must be getting back to London.
Oh, he's a Marianne now. It's positively delightful.
Confusing.
Yeah.
Now, Brennan, I'm not going to tell you how to run your radio program here, but again, the Queen is bat-shrieking mad.
Okay, so I think at this point...
Like a belfry covered in sweet Irish cream!
Yes, yeah, she had her bloomers replaced with cobblestones. How can a woman even move around in such a state? I don't understand.
Right,
like
so,
Jack the Ripper filled my head with jelly bottoms!
I do think it's pretty well established that the Queen is bonkers.
No, I don't know. I think we can all stand for it to be a bit further established.
Yeah.
That's true. Queen, do you have any other analogies you can use?
I'd say that I'm as bonkers as Big Ben's thumb.
The head man had a bonkers thumb, to be sure.
The person and not the clock.
Yes, right.
Yes. Are you referring to
the one
former,
who looks after all your schnauzers?
Or do you mean former Detroit Pistons power forward slash center Ben Wallace?
They're all Marianne's.
Is that to whom you were referring? Ben Wallace, formerly of the Detroit Pistons.
Brennan,
oh,
no
yes.
One knows who any of those people are.
Sure you do. Elton John is a noted basketball fan.
Go
and Paul
Pistons.
McCartney owns the Clippers.
Hey, the Queen.
What?
How do you feel about operators?
I positively adore those Duncan boys.
Sterling man owns the Clippers. That racist gentleman. He owns the Clippers.
No, he doesn't.
But what team does he own?
He sold
them. Well,
I'm
off to
write
a new constitution for the Parliament to approve.
And can we get the
would
sorry,
you like me to
you
connect
go,
you to the Parliament?
Your Majesty, what is? Can we get the
okay.
spark notes of your constitution there?
Oh sure, I was going to reveal it on a Reddit post later in the day, but I suppose a spoilie or two.
Please do, Your Majesty.
We would love that.
Rule of England, the one. Be sure to hopscotch your way down into the tube stop.
Well, that sounds perfectly reasonable to me.
Yeah, you've been working on that one for a while.
Yeah, that seems right. That seems good.
Always keep your corgis away from your schnauzers.
Also noted, that's a good rule.
Is that Rule of England too, or is that just you talking to us right now, giving us some helpful
toodaloo?
So long, Queen.
All right, well, I'll just disconnect the line. Thank you, operator. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome.
Were you on the whole time?
Yes, that's what an operator
does. I didn't know if you guys wanted to get connected to, like, Parliament or, like, I don't know, any other queens.
You know, I was tempted to say that someone who has
Here's the big thing is I got nothing going on. I'm always looking to connect people with other people. I like to think of myself as a bit of a matchmaker.
Someone who is in command of so many Marianne's is something of a Marionette, is what I was going to say. But that's that's normally the sort of joke that Elton would make.
Is that the sort of joke you guys do on the Royal Met?
No, normally it's not humorous at all.
Hey, if you want, I could connect you up to Elton's talk cube.
Maybe we could find his whereabouts. I am a bit
curious about where Elton is at the current time. Would you mind connecting us to Sir Elton John?
Yeah, I can do that. Just hold on. Just take a bite of this egg salad. Let me just click my Elton John button real quick.
Oh, he's got another.
And then flip.
And then damn the space in my imagination.
Hold on, that's the wrong Elton. That's the wrong Elton John. Let me connect you to the right Elton John. Flip.
Yeah, I think that was a man just...
Hold on, nope, still wrong Elton John. Let me connect you to the third Elton John. Flip.
Sounded like a man just singing in his shower.
Yeah, sometimes it does that.
You should not be connected to people's showers.
I'll just connect you to both of the Elton Johns at the same time. You can talk to both of them. Flip, flip.
Sounds good.
Ziggy Stardust played on my piano. And the Mr. Man.
I should probably transfer in that third Elton John just to be sure.
All of the keys are down.
Closer,
and let me just go ahead and click this button that turns me into Elton John. Flip. I'm Elton John, and it's the piano man.
That's David Bowie.
I got an Elton John button. Let's go ahead and flip off that second Elton John.
All right,
keeping the first and third Elton Johns.
Operator, you can do. That's David Bowie.
Tangled up.
David Bowie is decidedly disinvited from the Mystery Falls.
Oh God, I can't unflip
Bob
them.
Not even a
buttons
bridge.
Are currently in maximum flip.
And on that sounded like Dave Matthews. I don't even understand.
You want me to click my Dave Matthews button?
Get that one out of there. All right.
Okay. All right. I'll just go flip. They're all unflipped right now.
Thank you, operator.
So I've been paying more attention to this egg salad than I have to my job.
I would describe that as cacophonous.
Brandon, I'm tempted to disconnect from the operator.
I would describe this as an egg salad.
I tend to agree with you.
I think young Daniel Garfield is about to arrive in the studio. He's just, I just saw his head.
From the phone earlier?
No, I've got a little map of the obstacle course you set up in the lobby, and I think I've just seen him enter it.
Yes.
I'm
going to leave now. Goodbye.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Marianne. All right. Thank you.
So long, Marianne.
All right. You know what, Brandon? I've actually got another idea. I've got to admit, I'm a bit... I'm prepared to play a track. I think the people.
Do you do that on your magical mystery force show?
It seems like something you might do. I mean, we never have to stall for content or anything like that. We just have a great natural banter. But
I would argue that most people prefer the content that we use to stall.
All right. Well, at any rate, Brent and I, would you be comfortable with me spinning a record?
I would love for you to spin one, if you'd like, even perhaps one from a member of your force.
Oh, that would be terribly meta. I would not indulge in such.
Oh, we love that in the 21st century.
Really?
Oh, yes.
It's become popular.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Yeah.
That's how John. And we're back. So, as a quick update to our listeners, who I would imagine have been here the whole time and plan to stay, we were recently on the phone with Her Majesty the Queen of England. She has off the phone now. The Queen's former guard, Marianne, also has left the building. And we're no longer on the phone with the operator. No phones involved at all. So it seems like Farid, at this point, we're just kind of hanging in the stew.
I would prefer Sir Reginald, if you don't mind.
Sir Reginald, it my seems
friends,
like...
As they say these days, my friends call me Farid.
Okay, and I am not your friend.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, you can't just walk into a man's life, set your coat down, and say you're his friend. You've got to, you know...
Earn it.
You've got to possess him a bit.
All right, Sir Reginald, that's fine. So anyway, Sir Reginald.
Yes.
We are just... It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of direction to the show at this point.
Oh, well.
Do you always let these kind of hijinks happen in your program?
Well, I'm usually joined by my friends Elton and Sir Paul. I mean,
they're nowhere to be found.
Well, they're not today. I'm not sure.
And you have not recovered so well.
Oh my. Oh,
there's lots of little rats on the door.
Tiny feet, it seems. Yes. Join
hello.
Us.
Please,
hey.
Enter.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, we come in. I'll just move through the door.
And I'll open the door for myself, and I'll just come right in here and sit down in this chair.
Okay, I've moved through the door now.
Good job, Melman.
Do you want me to pose?
Oh, if you could just, you know, set up shop right next to that microphone. Hold that microphone right next to your head.
No, hold on.
Like
that's my
this?
Microphone. All right.
Yeah, and then let me just snap a quick couples.
It's my microphone.
Okay.
I feel like something's being interrupted here.
Melman, can you do this one where you have this banana
excuse
right
me.
Next to the microphone?
Sir,
why
sir.
Do
Grove?
You want me to
Grove?
Pose
is that your name?
Next hold to on. A banana?
Well, that's just, you know, it's for the what the people are going to need to see.
Excuse me,
young man.
Hold on, Melman. Yeah, what's up?
Who are you?
We're on a photo shoot. Could you not interrupt my art, please?
Hey, Melman, why are you photographing this translucent boy?
Oh, I'm Grove.
Sorry,
Grove,
Mr.
Why
Grove.
Are you photographing the
that's
translucent
right.
Melman?
I'm Melman.
All right, and you seem to have lost quite a bit of coloration in your complexion there, boy.
Well, yeah. Melman's my star subject. He's a ghost.
Right.
A friendly ghost at that.
Do you know Casper?
You sound somewhat hypoallergenic.
Oh, Casper's a real big star.
Yeah.
I'm just getting my start.
Very fair.
That's what I'm here for.
So no, you're trying to catapult Melman to stardom.
Well, I mean, hey, if it helps him out, that's great, but I'm in it for number one.
Which is you?
I'm Grove.
Grove.
Number one.
Number one.
Stock photographer
yes,
in the whole country.
That would explain the large numeral one on your t-shirt there.
Well, yeah. Number one, because I'm number one.
No, I understood.
Oh.
That's what I meant
that
by...
That was an expression of his understanding.
I thought when you said you understood it, you were hinting that you didn't understand. I do that all
no,
the time.
No.
He
that
maybe
would be
is number one, but I'm a ton of fun. I'm the friendliest ghost.
Wow.
Okay, Groves, Melman,
I don't indulge
Melman,
you.
Melman, if you could just hold that banana right there and don't let it drop.
Yeah.
You always let it drop.
Oh, I have a hard time picking up physical objects.
You know what we could do? You know, and I'm feeling especially kind at the moment. What we could do is I could try and hold the banana out of frame, and so it would appear that Mr. Melman is holding it.
As
well,
you
hold
are,
on.
As
that's
you
a great
are,
idea.
Sir Reginald,
I'll
as you are reanimated,
Sir
it's
Reginald.
Pretty
no,
easy
you know,
to
actually,
see
that's,
through your skin.
Do you have
very,
any experience
no,
with
not,
stock photography?
I'm not... Well, a bit. You know, I happen to be a reanimated corpse myself.
So he was not around when photography was invented.
From the 1500s. No, but I've picked up quite a lot. I've been back...
Oh, you have in a couple of weeks.
I've been here
back?
For a few weeks.
That's excellent.
I have yet to understand race relations, but that, I'm told, is an easy subject to master. So, yes, no, I'd be happy to help out a fellow...
Yeah, why don't you just come around here and hold this banana next to the microphone.
He's one of them...
A fellow sheep of the damned, as we say.
Yeah.
He's one of them old ghosts that can still pick up fruits and all that.
Yeah.
So does that mean, Melman, are you a fresh ghost?
I'm a fresh boy ghost.
Oh, a boy
ghost. Wow, there's got to be a story there. I don't know if I want
to
hear
it. Oh, I'd love to hear it. I love
it. But I have a beautiful, unwrinkled face.
Great for stock photography.
Oh, stock photography? Oh, these are for you know, clip arts and Google image search results and the like.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't you see my shirt? I'm number one. It's number one in stock photography.
You
know, maybe I didn't understand the number one. You may have been right earlier about that.
If you search nice boy ghost on Google...
Yeah.
I'll be the number one.
So
image result.
And this is why you also are posing, well, hopefully, with a banana. So if you Google "nice boy ghost with banana," you'll
we're
pop
trying
right
to
up.
Maximize SERP optimization.
Yeah. SEO, man. That's what it's all about.
It's all about getting ahead in this economy.
Yeah. I sell my stock images to Google and others and try to make lots of money.
Now,
I'm just going to type into Brennan's laptop here. Nice boy ghost. We're going to see.
You have great command of.
And then if you also type nice boy ghost banana at the end of the day, you'll get a special surprise.
I'm still waiting for that banana hold.
Oh, hello. Melman, is this you with a young lady here? The young lady ghost?
Yes. That's
one of my
me.
Best.
That's me actually kissing me wearing a bow.
Oh my, that's quite a feat of photography.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe how hard it was to get the bow to stick
on
his
silly head. Oh, I didn't even realize he was doing this. Yes, it's a bit of a, it's an animated GIF.
It's nothing but a little fishing wire tied around the bow, and then I moved underneath it.
And a double exposure type situation.
Yeah.
Well, that is fascinating.
Wow. You wouldn't believe how many anchovy pizzas I had to offer him to get him to stand still for that shoot.
That absolutely combusts my temporal lobe.
Well, you know, it was worth it to be in the big Halloween PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, I understand. Do you know what corporate event that presentation was given at?
I think that
go
was actually...
Go on, Millman.
Well...
Don't be shy.
It's
you should be proud.
It's a little bit embarrassing.
No.
Yeah, we're all friends here. We're all,
I'm only a boy. Keep that in mind.
Wait, so we're all friends here, Ferret?
Checkmate. It appears I've proverbially creamed the genes of that conversation in that I prematurely declared you my friend.
So that phrase made it back to 16th century England?
No, that's something I've picked up currently.
Much just like a banana.
I hear the youths on street corners saying such things all the time about
their
exploits
in
movie theaters.
It was the Halloween PowerPoint for the Parks and Recreation Department of Somerville, Massachusetts.
That's right here.
They said, don't hit any kids with your cars this year. And then there was a photo of me.
Oh my gosh.
Taken by yours truly, number one stock photographer, Grove.
Yeah, we got it, Grove.
We understand, Mr. Grove. Now, Mr. Millman, I can't help but be still curious about the nature of your dissociation from this mortal coil.
He means how'd you die?
That is what
I meant. Sorry. I've never been over to... What country are you from?
I'm from the Queen's Royalist of Empires.
Ireland.
So Great Britain. No! Blaspheming against the crown. I specifically warned everyone not to do that.
No, I've never heard of that. But keep in mind, I am just a boy.
Yes, I'd say that's fairly well established at this point.
Much like Grove's number one stock photographer status.
Yes. Well, to be fair, I didn't understand his T-shirt.
That's why
well
I like to explain it.
I thought Grove was maybe... just a one-dimensional kind of personality. But then I saw his wardrobe choices.
Yeah. Sometimes I wear khakis and sometimes I wear jeans.
Look at look at the crazy cut of his pants.
They end an inch before my ankles.
I do find that somewhat inappropriate. I know that's a bit of a crotchety thing to say, but I can't help feeling it.
Well,
try not to get too turned on, old man.
I didn't mean it in that regard. I'll have you know that I haven't been attracted to a little boy in over 500 years. I've been dead most of that time.
It doesn't stop me. Although,
from
me,
what?
It's
stop
a,
you from what?
From doing what?
From being a ghost.
From being attracted.
Oh, I understand. Well, no, it's not that. It's not my death.
Crotchety. No, if you might say.
Well, listen.
I don't know if...
No. Mr.
Crotchety does not mean
Mr.
the same
Millman,
thing as
I
the
think,
way you're using it.
Well, yes. You feel it in your crotch, don't you?
I'm not completely sure we're on the same page here, Mr.
Would
Millman.
You like me to explain it?
I would like you to explain it. Thank you,
okay. Well, the big number one is because I'm number one stock photographer group.
No, I didn't mean explain your little T-shirt.
No, but now I feel like I get it, though, so thank you for doing it.
I'll keep explaining
I also like how your T-shirt is a lowercase T-shirt. It's got a bit of a turtleneck, and it kind of curves up at the bottom.
Well, my neck gets chilly because it's so long.
Well, yeah, everyone can see that, Mr. Grove.
And my ankles get chilly because my pants are a little too short.
Well, we've all noticed that as well, Mr. Grove.
Do you feel like that affects your ability to photograph?
If it would I be wearing this T-shirt?
No.
Because it says I'm number one.
Well, no, I mean, you could still have a, you know, a hindrance or disability and still be number one.
It could positively affect your ability.
I recently heard that Michael Jordan had his wings clipped as a small child, and that never prevented him from being a dunking basketball star. That even though other gentlemen like Larry Bird were flying around the court at their leisure.
That's a good point. That's why I need superstars like Melman here.
Hey, how about you get a shot of me posing over here?
Ooh, that could be great for
I'll stick out my curly little ghost butt.
Well, Melman, you know exactly what the people want to see.
No, Melman, you don't want to do that.
This will be great for Evites.
Yeah.
Okay,
I would attend an event with that on the card.
And now, Sir Reginald, if you could just hold the banana right there.
Aft of or stern of his curly little butt?
Let's try it both ways.
All right, I'll just hold it here.
Wow. Okay. Let me just snap one.
And posing.
And snapped.
And then I'll hold it down here. We'll do the same thing again.
I'm going to leave now. I'm going to leave. I'll be back in a few.
And, Brennan, while you were trying to leave, you got in the shot there.
Come on.
It sounds like we'll have to do it again with Brennan out
of
the shot.
I'll get out of the shot. Brennan.
Sorry,
now, Melman, if you can make your eyes really buggy and pop them all the way out.
Yes. Actually, I can just hold those for you if you like.
Okay, no, you need to hold the banana.
I've got two hands. A pair of boys' eyes would not fill up my entire palm.
It's unbelievable
and
all the
snap,
things you can grasp.
What a
grasp.
Candid photo. Oh,
I haven't grasped anything since I died in the horrible accident.
Well, yeah. Let's not tell them about that.
But I'm
well,
I'm
maybe
rather
let's,
curious.
Actually.
Oh, Brennan, I thought you were in the restroom.
Oh, I came back.
Oh, my, that is a rapid-fire urination session. Mr. Mailman, I must implore you. I love a good campfire death story, and I know there's two campfires to be seen, but I'm still extremely curious.
Well, here's the thing about his death, is that some of us don't want to be held culpable, as it were.
I wondered whether that might be it from the get-go.
So maybe we just talk more about me, the number one stock photographer.
Groove, I'm going to ask you to remain silent for
It's
the
unbelievable,
time.
The demand for stock photos of a boy ghost.
Yes,
Especially ones with a banana also in the frame.
I'm
not nearly as high as the demand for photos of just a boy, I would imagine, Grove.
I think what may have happened, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that...
I'm a little hazy on the details, to be honest.
What I think possibly happened is that Mr. Grove accidentally killed Mr. Melvin and then convinced his ghost corpse body that the reason he had done so was to make Mr. Melvin a ghost stock photo star.
It's true. Well, I am disgustingly rich.
I thought you were still on your way up. I didn't realize you had made it yet.
Hey, part of the way up is getting even richer.
Well, that's a fair point.
That is true.
That's something that happened to the members of the Mystery Force.
I hope to one day be not disgustingly rich.
You'd like to be cleanly rich.
My understanding of the situation, perhaps a bit of a more nefarious situation.
Yes. Well, Brandon, let's remember which of us has more experience solving musical mysteries. No, sorry, just solving mysteries on a musical force.
Maybe something about finding the Queen's missing treble clef?
That would be a bat crazy bonkers thing to do.
Oh, well, then I'll just put this treble clef away.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Well, we'll put a pin in that.
You're terrible at solving mysteries.
Do you want me to pose with the clef?
Oh, yeah.
No, Brandon, I'd like to hear
this treble clef here and this banana right here, and then we'll just.
Okay. I would like to hear Mr. Corostino's theory on the death.
And, ooh, that's a good one. Someone's getting an anchovy pizza tonight.
My understanding of the situation is that Grove has taken stock photos of the boy Melman and then realized that they were not getting the number one hits on Google. And Grove had all those shirts pre-made, and he got worried. So Grove orchestrated a little baby accident that killed Melman, made him a ghost. Melman never knew. Sorry, Melman. And now Grove is... rolling in the dough. He's making those profits.
My one addendum to that is that judging by the stench and the rancor of Mr. Grove's lowercase t-shirt, I would imagine he did not buy a lot of those shirts, but rather only one and wears it every day.
That is 100% correct.
All right.
Also, his crazy pants. I can see his whole calf.
Yes, they are. They appear to be shrinking up his leg.
They're practically shorts.
Yeah, well... Here's
I hesitate to even
that.
Use the word pants to describe them.
How would you
Honestly,
describe them, Melman? Use your brain.
When I become a teenage ghost, I'm going to be super embarrassed.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Melman.
Melman,
I hate to crack this egg over your proverbial fire, Mr. Melman, but once you're reanimated in such a way, you cease to age.
What is it with you in referencing non-present fires?
Well, it's just something I think about a lot. You don't want to know how I died.
Was it in a fire?
No, it was in a not-present fire. Had there been a fire, I would not have died.
So were you killed by a photographer who you met on Craigslist?
Oh my!
I would just like to point out that there's a lot of guilt slinging going around, and I don't appreciate it.
Do you deny it?
But what did you want to tell me about me being an adolescent ghost?
Oh, Brennan, let's have a conversation.
No, all right. Well, my only point is
they'll talk about being adolescent ghosts, and I'll tell you what really happened.
Well,
that
my
day.
Only point is that you cease to age once you speaking for you as an undead to a fellow
20
undead.
20 years ago isn't so popular.
You
today.
Cease to age.
Now today people want to see pictures of ghosts with bananas next to
them. For example, when I died, I was a strapping man in my early 40s, and now as an undead,
so I'm not the one that threw him in there, and I'm not the one that locked the door.
Then why do you have all those gross moles?
Well, do you know the one that threw him in there?
Well,
and
I'm afraid to tell you, Melman, that health status was a bit lax at
was
my time.
Was it you also?
I am not
so
liberated to
discuss.
So I look
a bit more decrepit than I would
it seems
be
like
were I poor.
I don't even
say.
Know what
we
a padlock is. Why would you mention that?
Because you already
but
said
you're
lock.
The monster.
Brother.
I'm not
too
a
bad.
Ghost. I'm just
number
a reanimated
one.
Cult.
Checkmate.
So I, yes, I'll accept that mantra.
What have you two been talking about?
Smooth.
Quick update.
I know, and it's going to... What?
Grove's guilty, man.
Oh, my. We've got to the bottom of that.
100%.
Now,
I still don't see it that way.
Now, Mr. Corestino, you've done a rather pristine job at solving today's mysteries. I'm going to submit your name in an application to join the Queen's Musical Mystery Force.
In that case, I'll just put this treble clef away.
No,
can I actually grab that? I'll give you a pizza.
Melman?
Sorry, I lost it.
No!
Good thinking, Mel.
How did you even put it away? You can't hold objects.
Treble clefs aren't objects. They're
it's a
symbols
concept.
Of
it's
the heart.
A symbol, yeah,
it's a concept I enjoy exploring.
Would you say it's a concept you can grasp?
Oh
my. Yeah.
I believe I just dookied my trousers from the quality of that pun.
I think you mean creamed your jeans. It's a
no,
different
Brennan,
phrase.
I do not mean that.
They don't mean the same thing.
Did you
thing.
Dookie your housers?
Are you talking about the hit crime drama Lackey and Hauser?
No, I'm talking Dookie Hauser. You know Neil Patrick Harris. I got his career off the ground with my stock photography.
Neil Patrick Harris. That's the one who plays the purple dinosaur on the Barney program. That's
yeah,
right.
Probably.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. There's a great photo of us together.
Yeah. That was the last one before you got all translucent and
he's
a star.
He's a young doctor, and I'm a young boy, and he's about to operate on me.
And then?
And then you snap the photo.
And then?
And then I said, pose!
I thought that happened before the photo after was snapped.
Sometimes he gets them all backwards up, and we have to do it all over again.
Or kill him.
And well, then we took the second photo.
I'll just say, I still don't see myself as technically guilty.
Is that because you haven't been convicted?
Not in a court of law.
I think it's perhaps time to enter what is usually the home stretch of the Musical Mr. Force episode, which is the tribunal.
Oh.
Where we, try to bring the wrongdoer to reckoning.
Let's get to it.
I would take him to court, but I'm terrified of courtrooms.
Oh, we're in a tribunal. It's very different. It's more like a Subway sandwich shop.
It's more the kind of thing you could, yes, in a sandwich shop or in the back
Ooh,
of a ship.
Speaking of Subway sandwiches, why don't you just pose with this footlong?
I can't hold it, though.
Mr. Reginald, we got something for you to hold.
Who's going to hold the banana?
Grove, we're going to have to cuff you, actually, right now. You're coming into this tribunal.
You're coming
then how am I
going to
take my number one picks?
Here we go. Tribunal, serious music. Yes, indeed.
Well, I'll say the biggest crime of all is you've taken away my ability to snap number one picks.
That's right.
Ominous.
March 9th, 20 of the 16th. The Queen's bosoms hang on the wall, bronzed and wood-paneled. The magistrate sits in his high throne, fingering the gavel.
Snap!
Thinking of his wife. Dreaming of his daughters. And their baked cherry pies. The magistrate has no... No, I just... That's, never mind. The magistrate has no patience for the proceedings. The defense, represented by Sir... The defense Mr. Groove, represented by Sir Ferret Reginald, the public defender, and the plaintiff, Mr. Melman, represented by the district attorney, Brennan Coristino.
Ooh, can I get you posing with this great music in the background?
Yeah, I'll just do.
Did you hear that? It sounded like a tornado warning. Anyway, the magistrate begins his opening remarks.
Let's get it started then. I'm missing my cherry pies, Bego. Let's hear from the defendant first, I suppose.
Okay, well, as I told Brennan all those seconds ago, what happened was... I'm a stock photographer. I take stock photography, and what people want to see changes in cycles. Today...
Wait, sorry to interrupt the proceedings here, Your Honor, but, is he gonna take an oath to be honest?
Oh, we don't really do that here. It's just a tribunal. This is the back of a Subway sandwich shop.
Brandon, why'd you just hand me a tube of oatmeal?
That wasn't me.
Oh, never mind.
A lot of weird stuff happening.
Looks like there's a mystery afoot. Let's all focus on that.
In that case,
I'll just put my treble clef away.
Wait. Oh, can I get that?
Good
can
thought,
I get the,
Mel.
Treble clef.
No. You two should not be talking to one another.
Oh yeah, that's true. You're
my
in separate
client,
parts of the room.
But we're best buds.
Yeah, but how am I gonna tell him where I should pose?
And how am I gonna tell him with what he should pose? You know, like a banana or a Subway sandwich.
My client, the defensive Beck. Well, I can't really speak for him. It sounds as if he confessed to you, Brandon, the district attorney.
Not exactly.
What I would say is, can I bring the defendant up for questioning, please?
You may. I'm sorry.
Grove, hop on up.
You've got to get on the stand.
Okay, let me just get on up.
Get yourself some toasty bread from the counter.
That's allowed.
Okay.
And you may start eating the bread.
Objection.
Grove, I have some questions.
Is it true that they have Parmesan cheese under the counter?
I cannot speak to that. I would say that is immaterial.
Mr. Melman is an immaterial man. He has such questions. I will go reference that for you, Mr. Melman.
Hey, Mel, why don't you just go check down there? You can look right through.
Hey, Grove.
And I'll get a pic of your head peeking through.
Please don't interrupt my line of questioning.
And your little butt on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah, Grove. I'll just pose right now.
And let me just put this Subway sandwich next to you.
Quick update regarding the Parmesan cheese. It is indeed there.
Now, Grove, I have some further questions
yes.
for you. Did you kill this man?
Technically, no.
Now, what do you mean by technically no?
Well, a lot of technicallys. One, he's not a man. He's a boy. And he's not even a boy. He's a ghost boy.
Well, he used to be a boy. Mel, you're not allowed to say that.
Thanks, Mel.
Did you set the fire that killed this boy?
Don't forget to mention my smooth skin.
Yeah, look how smooth his skin is. That makes for some number one stock photography.
Please don't avoid the question.
Hey, why don't you check out growphotos.com for all your stock photo needs?
Grove?
Yeah.
Did you set the fire that killed this boy?
Can we move this floor? I'm missing my cherry pies back out.
Yeah, I did, but it was a warehouse that I had leased.
That does not absolve you of responsibility for the fire, which I believe would be arson as well.
But it's my own property.
Killed, that does not make a difference.
I like to think that
Wait,
it does.
Wait, you're not allowed to burn down your own property?
I don't think so.
I don't think it would be arson so much as just lax behavior.
Yeah.
And I don't mean lax behavior like what goes on in the houses on College Ave.
Oh, boy.
I've been here a while.
Just dookied my pants.
Anyways,
in any case, whether
as
or not
the Zeta brothers are out of control,
whether or not it's arson,
thank you, Mr. Melman. Thank you.
Someone gets it. Officially convict you. Judge, do you want to do the honors?
Let me just give my side of the story.
Is no one going to question me?
What question you like? What's your side of the story?
Well, I'm a stock photographer. I take stock photography. Number one stock of photography at that.
Your Honor, I believe that's established.
Yeah, it is established. Can you give us any other things about your character, or is this the only idea you had?
Well, t- today, people like photography of ghost boys next to bananas.
But okay,
in the past,
I would argue that cycle thing has been established.
But
as
in the
well,
past, people liked photography of little boys standing next to and inside of giant fires. So I just happened to have my camera set up when this little boy wanted to be a star, wandered on in, and I snapped some great pics. Was I the one who locked the door? Was I the one who told him to go in the first place? We'll never know. So you can't convict
required.
Me.
We're required
all.
To
substantial.
No, Your Honor. Well, substantial means we're allowed to discuss it.
Hey, that's all law.
I think I'm starting to remember.
Hey, Melman.
Yeah.
Tell it how it is.
Yeah, so I remember co-signing on a lease for a warehouse.
Okay, and how old were you at the time?
I was of boy age.
Do you mean cosine is in the formal angle denoted by 1 over secant?
Nerd alert.
Back in my time, we didn't use sine, cosine, and tangent. We used cosecant, secant.
I beg of you.
Cotangent.
Keep in mind, I'm only a boy.
Yes, I can't expect
That's
you to know the
not a legally binding lease.
The trigonometric
too young,
intricacies.
Not legally binding.
I signed on a lease, and then I came inside with Grove.
That's
there
me.
There was a big crate of bananas, and he said, go up on top and pose.
And
so
then you
I
said.
Yes, what happened next there, Melman?
And I started to pose like this. Pose.
I can't see what he's doing. I'm a blind Justice.
Oh, he's posing.
And yeah, sticking his cute little butt out.
But then.
Justice is blind in these parts.
But then I looked for the camera and Grove was gone. All that I could see was flames, hot flames, licking up all of the bananas.
Bet it smelled pretty great.
I just have one
question. It was like, what's that thing where they cook bananas and put it on a crepe?
Bananas Foster?
But bananas.
It was like that.
I think you're thinking of the actress Bananas Foster.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, Mr. Grove, may I
snap!
May I look at the contents of your camera?
Well, I mean, you could.
Well, I think I will. I'm going to take it right here.
Well, that'll cost you $5.99 for access to the photos.
Do you think this courtroom could be jazzed up with a PowerPoint?
Hey, Melman, why don't you set up that PowerPoint we set up just the other day?
All right, Mr. Grove,
we're going to ask you to stop interrupting.
I'm going to simply, yes, going to seriously ask you to stop interrupting.
I'm
going to
hand you my camera now.
Thank you. I'm going to glance through the photos. All right, we've got a lot from the courtroom just now, some from the radio station, and Brennan, you might want to look at this one.
Is that him with a thumbs up in front of a fire in which Melman is engulfed?
That appears to be what it is.
Man, that seems like pretty compelling evidence.
I can't see the photo, but I get lied to a lot, so I'm going to rule in favor of Mr. Grove, in case this is some kind of elaborate prank.
Oh boy. Well, do I have the PowerPoint to celebrate for just such an occasion?
So I get to keep being a boy ghost model?
It sounds that way, Mr. Melman.
Yes, and I love being a boy ghost.
And the most delectable boy ghost at that.
Oh boy, okay.
Oh, ghost.
Ooh, your two frowning faces would make a great photo of unhappy lawyers. Let me just go ahead and snap.
For a second, I thought I was going to have to work with the number two stock photographer.
Bananas Foster?
Ooh, bananasfosterphoto.com if you want some bad stock photos.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I believe that now that we've resolved that mystery, this brings us to the conclusion of the Queen's Musical Mystery Falls radio program hour.
That's true.
Brandon, I appreciate you aiding on my mystery team today.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and I gotta say, I am a lot better at solving mysteries than you are.
I'm a team player, Brandon. I require the assistance of those around me, Sir Paul and Sir Elton.
Are they also better than you at solving mysteries?
We're greater than the sum of our parts, Brennan.
Okay, but would you not being part of the sum of the parts make it even better?
I don't know, Brennan. Would Mick Jagger be a successful musician without the rest of the Stones? I don't even know who those people are.
I bet one of their names is John.
Well, hey, I wouldn't know.
Brennan, did you steal all my treble clefs? They're not in my pockets.
I'll never tell.
I guess we'll have to tune in next week.
For the Queen's Musical Mystery of Oz, I'm Sir Ferret Reginald, signing off. Thank you to our guests for appearing on today's program. Do you have anything? off they scamper.
God scampering save the away. Queen!
Are they a scampering punk band? Is this a scampering punk band?
She
getting
ain't
out of here?
No mistress! The England is a queen!
Sex Pistols.
I'd say I you know, of all the of all of modernity's little twists and curves, the one that I've adjusted to least is the punk music.
Yep, that's fair.
I mean, who lights a firework inside an acoustic guitar? That's just not kosher in the slightest.
Probably a punk, man.
Probably a punk. All right, well, I think that's enough for me. Brennan, do you have anything to plug?
I do have something to plug. Really? This Friday at 9:30 p.m. Barnum 08, the Tufts Stand-Up Comedy Collective is putting on the Comedy Blast-Off Show.
Oh, wow.
There's going to be jokes in it, and it's free, so you should come to it.
Can I plug something real quick?
Yes, you may.
If you're looking for some number one stock photography, go to grovephotography.com for all your stock photo needs.
Why are you so loud from over
hassle,
there?
No hassle, no bustle.
Why didn't you book? Why didn't you buy number one stock photography.com?
I didn't think to.
Ah, well, maybe I will then.
Oh,
all right.
Hey, guys, I made it to the studio.
Ah, Mr. Garfield, oh my God. I'm sorry. We're just about to close the program.
Oh, hey, the traffic was insane.
Any quick plugs? How was your commute? The traffic was insane.
You know, it was insane. Just crazy out there. Honking the horn.
Yeah.
Did I make it? Did I do my bit?
Hey.
I suppose you did.
Hey, boy. Bit. How would you like to be a star?
Oh, don't do that.
Because I got a warehouse where you
Let's go.
Can be the best.